open your Bible with us this morning. Two openings. Book of Acts. And First Corinthians chapter 14. Hallelujah. We are going to, I think, that's why I'm saying it like this. But if I get a check, I'm going to keep going. I think we're going to shift gears after this morning service. But I don't know for sure. I'm open to Holy Spirit. We're talking about spiritual things, and here's what I've learned in the past years, what you don't talk about, teach, nobody will ever learn and do. Hello? Then you have, and see, I said this also, and I learned this when I was a boy on the farm. You can take a horse to the water, because we've done that. My oldest brother and I, we were the main two who had to run the farm in those days before we got a tractor. We had horses. And sometimes we would get them pretty warm. Daddy didn't allow you to go plow a round or two and go sit on the shade tree. He caught you, you wouldn't do it no more. You might do it one time. If he ever catch you, you wouldn't do it anymore. So we got the horses pretty, pretty warm. Got them pretty hot. Anybody in the house? I know it's all old school to you young folk. Some of you probably don't know what a horse is. Y'all so in the iPads and pads and phones and gadgets that we have today. But anyway, We were the two that had to do all the plowing, a lot of chopping. We did a lot of chopping. And got the horses pretty hot. And sometimes we'd get them so hot, we'd take them to the water, but they wouldn't drink. They were too hot to drink. So I hope you're not too stuffed up this morning that you can't drink. Holy Ghost got something to say to you this morning. Change your life. I told my class back there, if you listen to what God had to say, it gets you out of whatever you're in. It puts you in a place where you can enjoy life. Hello? You know, some people got stuff, but they're not enjoying it because they're under pressure trying to pay for it. Y'all want me to preach this morning? Do you want me to close my Bible and dismiss and let you go home? Say this with me. God is a spirit.
God is a spirit.
So am I.
So am I.
He made me.
He made me.
Just like himself.
God
is a spirit.
Has
all he always been one? He always will be one. He raised me up by the word of truth. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. So I could know what he knows. So I could do as he does. So I could live the life he had given me. Free from the works of darkness. Victorious. Now. In the midst of a dark world, I can live victorious. Not one day. not just have a Sunday morning experience or feel pretty good and jump around a little bit, but I can live this every day. 24/7. Hallelujah. I want to talk about again. Got it? Spiritual things. I talked about prophecies. I'm going to conclude. I started on the tail end, if you'll let me say it like that, of the spiritual gift. But that's all right. We'll get to the rest of it. And the spiritual gifts that we're talking about is inspiration, inspirational gift, vocal gifts. And I was studying, just wanted to just make this statement. It's not important about what so much what I was doing. But I was studying yesterday, and the Lord began to talk to me, and he said some things to me I never thought of, so he told me to pass them on to you. That's why I'm up here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you'll listen to the Holy Ghost, your life will change from here. What most people don't get is that commitment to God, because you got an adversary. And if you don't understand how he operates, he'll deceive you, because he's crafty, he's deceptive, he's cunning. Amen. He's a schemer, and he's a liar. And what he does, he sets you up to deceive you and making you think you really got something that you don't have.
Right.
And then when you get in it, you messed up. And most time you hook and don't know how to get unhooked. Amen, light. Hallelujah. But I want to talk about, again, I'm just going to touch prophecy, but I want to talk about tongues and interpretation of tongues. And most, you know, you've been in church all your life. Most of you have, some of you haven't, but like me, I've been in church all my life. I'm coming up next month, I'll be 77 years old, and I don't even remember the day that I wasn't in church. But just because I went to church doesn't mean I learned some things. I did, but some of the things were wrong. But here's my whole point. Just going to church won't get it done. Here's what you need. What's in here? It needs to be read. Anybody in the house? It needs to be believed. It needs to be taught. It needs to be received. And need to be practiced. Be ye doers of the word and not what? Hearers only. What happened to hearers only? Deceive your own selves. Is that right? So we're going to talk about prophecy just a little bit, because you missed some things. Some of you missed it Wednesday night. And we're going to talk about tongues and interpretation of tongues. These two gifts is the two that were added to the nine gifts. They had seven operating in the Old Covenant and Jesus' ministry. And they operated in Jesus' ministry, all of them. But the last two is distinct to this dispensation. And